going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Eric Edholm, NFL.com, just joined us. If you missed any of it, go to the Odyssey app, hit the rewind button, you're good to go, you'll be able to listen to it. Daryl Ryder is going to join us coming up in 12 minutes. If you have questions, Daryl will be on the line. So if you have questions for Daryl, you can ask Daryl questions too. Coming up in the noon hour, we're going to do a little roundtable with him. He's going to be with us for 40 minutes, so we'll hang tight with him. John Jansen, Michigan color analyst, is going to tell us all about Mason Graham. Coming up at 1 o'clock, and so we'll get some insight and some background, maybe some stuff we haven't heard about him yet. And by the way, he's doing a press conference you'll be able to hear a little bit later on in the day after our show.
Should be on during afternoon drive.
Yeah, so make sure you listen to afternoon drive if you want to check that out as well. You listened to what Eric had to say. What'd you think of it?
I think Eric is like everybody else, and I mean that in a good way here. It's this. Wow, you might have passed up this huge talent in Travis Hunter. Might have, but how do you turn that trade down? Seriously, how do you turn that trade down? And that's the reaction of most everybody that I've read, all of the NFL analysts that I've seen. How do you turn that down? Because nobody, I think Andy, is convinced. Well, I shouldn't say that. A lot of folks don't seem to be convinced that Travis Hunter will be able to pull off what it is that seems to make him special. And I mentioned this over the last couple of weeks, and I'm not kidding. Who knows if it comes to pass in the NFL? Go watch video of him at Colorado. I swear to you, he pushes off on 2 out of 3 passes thrown to him, and it wasn't called. And I wonder if it'll get called in the NFL. I wonder if it'll continue. But man, he pushed off all the time and created space for himself. Hmm. He also made some phenomenal catches. You know, they talk about his ball skills. That's really evident. I mean, you can look and see. I just, wide receivers are so fluky. And you see big-time wide receivers in the draft who don't pan out all the time. I hope for Travis Hunter's sake he does pan out. And I hope for the Browns' sake so does Mason Graham and whoever they take it to. You know, maybe it turns into one of those deals that's a win-win. But if Travis Hunter is as good as many people believe he's going to be, you passed up on somebody who maybe you shouldn't have passed up on. But how do you turn that trade down?
You don't.
I mean, they gave up. They gave up a boatload to move up 3 spots.
All right, Daryl's going to join us here in the next segment. I'm going to take one phone call, and then if I have time, I just want to get something off my chest about the coverage last night. Jay is in Charlotte. Hi, Jay.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good. Like it, love it. Let's see. Hate it. Sorry. Let's see.
Okay, no, I'm going to like it because to me, it's all about longevity. Because you look back when we drafted Joe Thomas, everybody was looking for us to draft Adrian Peterson. Look what happened.
Sure.
So I look at it like that, longevity. Okay, one other thing, then I'll let you guys go.
Sure.
Okay, we got 2 second-round picks. I think with the first pick, we should get a cornerback. Get that guy, what's his name?
Will Johnson from Michigan?
Yeah, because we got to look at Ward with all these concussions. We got to look into the future. And then with the second pack in the second round, we should get a running back. And as far as a quarterback, we get one in the third round. Get Will Howard and maybe the best offensive lineman, like a tackle or something. And I'll hang up and listen.
Jay, thank you. Just remind you, what I think this is right. The picks the Browns now have will be 33, 36, 67, 94, 126, 166, and 192.
Yeah, they got rid of the sixth and the seventh with Houston, which is good. You move up and you know, that fifth round pick that they got from Houston could be where they pick their quarterback. Or they could stun us all and take one at 33 or 36. That 36th pick, you're going to get a really good player there with that pick you just got from Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And I bet it's a running back.
I have 30 seconds because I really don't want to spend more time than 30 seconds on this. I watched NFL Network last night. And we'll get into this a little bit later. I'm curious who you watched. But I watched Charles Davis. I watched Daniel Jeremiah and Joel Klatt. I thought those three guys, Charles Davis especially, I really like him. They did an outstanding job.
Charles has been on the show before numerous times.
I'm sorry, man. I thought Eisen was kind of a clown last night because I just don't care about Ohio State, Michigan when I'm watching the NFL. And, you know, the line about... And I'm not trying to be too sensitive, but the line about, oh, well, the Browns drafted somebody that can get wins in Ohio. I was like, why don't you go do a college show? Go do a college show. I normally like him, but he was so bad last night that I wanted to change the channel.
Got a great hairline.
I'll leave it at that. Daryl Ryder next, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.